Syria has 10 athletes in London for the Olympics. Three of them were busy competing on Saturday in swimming, shooting and boxing. But while all that is going on, one of the most important battles in the Syrian uprising has been underway. The battle for control for what is the largest city in the country, Aleppo. It has a population of 2 million people. Shelling and gunfire have shaken the city, heavy weapons pounding rebel strongholds. The United Nations says 200,000 people have fled in just a couple of days. Well, our reporter, Ian Pannell, is just outside the city. Good morning to you, Ian.
Yes, good morning. We've just returned from being inside Aleppo City for the second time in the last week. And what you notice returning into the city is how quickly things have deteriorated. The atmosphere is incredibly tense. Many civilians are trying to flee, and the fighting has intensified. And where we were, we saw brutal fighting, heavy government shelling, and increased suffering by the civilian population. It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning, and for the last 3 hours we've heard the constant sound of artillery booms, of gunfire, some in the distance, some much closer by. We're out onto what should be one of the main thoroughfares, effectively a dual carriageway. And there's almost no traffic as I look in both directions. You can see the burnt-out wreckage of tanks in one area. You can see the burnt-out wreckage of government buses in the other, a mark of the fighting that's happened here. The only traffic really that we've seen on the streets has been effectively families fleeing the fighting, tightly packed into the back of trucks, children looking scared and parents desperate to get out of the city.
There's shooting everywhere, shelling everywhere, explosions, bombings. It's been horrifying for the last few days. There's a lack of supplies, food, water, oil, gas, everything.
The chaotic sound you can hear is a bread queue. To one side, around the corner of this street, I can see a line stretching, I guess probably about 300 metres of men. And if I walk around the corner, I can see a line of women, all wearing headscarves. We were told that yesterday no bread was available, today there is. And as you would expect, there's a real sense of urgency to get your hands on these warm, flat loaves.
A lot of people are suffering from a lack of food, lack of water. Many people are sleeping without even a meal. Everyone's suffering. There are many poor people nowadays.
Man's just leaning over an iron fence now and dropping 4 bags of these loaves. A small smile on the face of the lady, a small victory in otherwise terrible circumstances. At the nearby rebel base, fighters were loading their weapons. The battle for Aleppo has begun, and the government has deployed thousands of troops backed by tanks, artillery and aircraft to try and reclaim these neighbourhoods. Despite their lack of heavy weapons, Abdel Salah, the leader of the Tawhid Brigade, one of the largest groups fighting here, is confident of victory.
We decided and we promised that we would fight. We will die or we will win. Even if we lose this battle, we control the countryside. This is a crucial battle for both sides. If the regime loses Aleppo, then it has lost altogether. It will collapse. If we lose, we will withdraw to our positions across the north and stay on the offensive.
We went with a small unit of fighters trying to stop the army's advance. They edged nervously along one side of a flyover as it tapered back down to the ground, shots flying from both sides. There was no more cover. And one by one, we sprinted across the dual carriageway to a wall on the other side. The rebels have now moved up because the government's been trying to push into this area. It's a very confused situation. We know there are snipers all around here. Because it's an urban area, the sounds ring out. And the truth is that they're still very, very lightly armed. They can skirmish, certainly, but they can't resist overwhelming force. The mood here is just unbelievably tense.
Allahu Akbar! Andy! Nowhere, nowhere!
One of the commanders from the base had been shot and was lying in the ditch, bleeding to death. A pickup truck tore forwards as the rebels tried to lift him onto the back under fire. Blood poured from the man's head and ran down his leg as he was hauled in. The fighters withdrew, taking the wounded commander back to base for emergency treatment. It was too late. We saw many fighters killed and injured. There have been deaths on the government side too. Above all, it's been civilians who are dying. This is just the start of the battle for Aleppo, and it's impossible to predict the outcome. But it'll shape the destiny of President Assad, the revolution he faces, and the Syrian nation. And it'll leave countless more bleeding and dying.
Ian Pannell reporting there.